Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Can I just... Did Aiden Hutchinson play?
Well, see, that's funny because I was just about to say, you should be happy. Thibodeau's back tonight. Guaranteed win. Sunshine will be in your life tonight, Mike.
Well, I will tell you, I found something that Michigan football did that was really endearing. And I thought of you. The turnover buffs. Did you see that this week?
I heard about them.
It's outstanding. Like, I don't like that university or its football team, but I'll be damned. Well done on the turnover buffs.
I thought we were done with the turnover stuff.
No. Turnover buffs. That's a good one.
When Miami retired it, I thought it was a good time for everybody to retire.
By the way, if you think it's rough being a State fan right now, at least you're not Miami. You got blown out by Middle Tennessee State.
And I'm quite sure everybody's talking about, you know, Crystal Ball's $80 million contract too, right?
Okay. You know what? Let's just move on.
That is not a flag, David. That's not a flag because even the AP put stuff out there about a certain coach and his money. So I just thought that whenever a coach loses, you put the contract in there.
No. Oh. Tuck is a special project for many. We'll leave it alone. We'll get to it tomorrow. Let's David, ticket text.
Sorry. Whoa! Got a little too real.
Spicy.
Sorry.
No, but David, he has a point.
He does have a point. He sure does. Oh, man. Someone says, this is not Caldwell 2.0. Caldwell won games. This is Campbell 1.0. So when you guys are going to run this, when are you guys going to run this loser out of Detroit, they say?
He's on year two of a six-year deal. They are showing signs of major progress, and it's week three. And you're talking about running somebody out on a rail?
It's a little too early. A little too premature for the running out. Now, David, you know, Mike's head is about to explode. You lose to Seattle. You lose to New England. And you going into the bye week at 1-4.
You give me bye week at 1-4 and I'll tell. And you lose to Brian Hoyer. Yeah, I'll start openly questioning, like, is this the guy? Yeah.
I mean, it looks good, but they can't finish. They can't win games.
It's got to stop.
It's the paradox. You know what it is, Mike? And this is going to go full circle for you. But if that's the case, then it's going to start looking like Nebraska football, where they make progress, they're close in so many games, and you think that it's going to turn the corner, and it never did.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Jim is up next, 97.1. Hi, Jim. Jim. Hey.
Hello.
There you are. Hello. Now hello. I hear you. Loud and clear. What's all going right on, buddy?
All right. Not much. Just heading down the road here in Tennessee. A couple things that I was thinking about while I was on hold. First one is talking about the injuries of the Lions. Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Devin Cook have 96 yards rushing in the first half?
Yeah.
And didn't play in the entire second half?
Yeah, he got hurt.
Okay, so if he would have played, I don't know if we'd be having this conversation anyways.
Right, but would we have the same conversation if Amon-Ra St. Brown doesn't get hurt or if Tracy Walker doesn't die? Like, it goes both ways, Jim.
I get it. No, I get it. And it's a what if. And same thing with Campbell making those decisions. What if he went for it and got the first down? Only thing that I cannot wrap my brain around and help me out on this to maybe put some insight on what he was thinking is when Minnesota had the ball, they completed that pass at the 30-yard line, and there's 50 seconds left. You're up by three. They have the ball, first and 10, and they call a defensive timeout.
Yep.
Help me on that. Why would you want to stop the clock?
I can't because Minnesota was in all likelihood spiking it. Period.
There's no outcome to that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how does that benefit you?
It doesn't. He did the same thing against Baltimore when you call a timeout and you let them call their best play. I didn't understand it. Jim, again, The mark of great coaching is end of half, end of game, time management, timeout management, challenges, situations, etc. This is two of the three games this year. And if we wrote off last year where he made a litany of errors, now I ain't writing these things off anymore. This is kind of who you are. So it stops now, or you're telling me you're not the guy.
Right, because coming out the next, well, right after the game, yeah, I made a mistake. Yeah, we've been there before. You know, if you're thinking of calling timeout, do the opposite. Don't. Just see what happens. Because at this point, yeah, Minnesota was the team that was struggling. Minnesota had to get up to the line. Minnesota was the team that was rushed. You helped them with the timeout. And the very next play, it burns you.
Let's go to Scotty, 97.1. What's up, Scott?
Well, guys, I'll tell you, you know, being a Lions fan for all these years, that was a disappointing loss. But a lot of people are forgetting that there was an even bigger turning point in the middle of the game. Like, with 5 minutes to go, the Lions have fourth and one at their own 42. Now, they've been going for it on fourth down all day, right?
Right.
And the thing is, they elect to punt instead. I'm like, why aren't you going for it? You've been doing that all day. I would understand if it was fourth and six or fourth and eight, but it's fourth and one.
Yeah, but you're on your own 42. You're on your own 42. Yeah. And remember, they went
but,
for
it. But hear me out, though. Okay. Hear me out, though. You go for it, and you get it. You keep this drive alive. You keep the momentum going, and then you take what? Like an extra 2 minutes off the clock. The problem is, when you punted that, not only did you give the Vikings the ball back, they marched right down the field to score a touchdown and shifted the entire game's momentum after that.
Okay, timeout. Can I just – I question this when you said it. It was fourth and one at your own 27, not the 40.
No, I said 42. I said they were 42.
Right, but it's the 27. And then later on, he comes back and goes for it on fourth and one. He goes for it at the Minnesota 30. Now, again, here's the interesting part. You're at Minnesota's 30, fourth and one, with almost 4 minutes to go. Don't you kick the field goal there? But he didn't. He went for it. Then the next time down, he takes the field goal.
Right.
See, what I would argue is reverse engineer it.
Take the field goal.
Take the field goal with 4 minutes to go.
Give yourself a chance.
So
you have to.
Again, you're bringing up, you're wrong on the front end, Scotty. You're not going for it on your own 27. You're not. I don't care what I see stuff now.
I've seen it. Like, it was a college team that just recently did that, where they went for
Florida, Billy Napier, fourth and inches on his own 24 and throws a 50-yard bomb to F me. Not that I'm bitter.
Wow.
He pulled that out of the...
Wow. I feel like I just walked into a minefield.
Wow.
Not that I'm bitter.
I just want to say, he points and laughs. He gives me the sinister laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, why don't you just give me a list of games that I should not talk about?
You like a running receipt, right?
Right. I'm like,
hey. You made me feel like the New York Stock Exchange. You're going to have a bottom line. Things that piss Mike off. Just keep the scroller going on Alliance Monday today.
Hey, so Aaron Judge.
Nah, I mean, I ain't got no problems with it.
Okay, there we go.
But you ready?
Yeah.
I ain't paying him.
He's going to hit the home run tonight.
Good, do it. I don't give a damn. I'm not paying a 30-year-old a 10-year deal for $500 million. Not doing it.
Well, I mean, but just think at the end when you could parade him out there when he's hitting singles.
In what, his casket?
And he's, you know, trying to get that 500th home run and all of that stuff.
I've
seen that before.
Having lived the Cabrera and Pujols
right.
deals.
Limping to the plate.
Right, limping to the plate. But hey, everybody likes him.
Right, he's up there like Grandpa Simpson.
Wave to the crowd.
You remember back last century? Okay. No one knows who you are. You're just a really tall guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.